Jenna, on Thursday at the Wheeler, you announced who and what will be taking the stage this winter. Talk about curating this lineup.
Absolutely. You know, we really try to have a diverse array of live performances, film programs, and community events, really trying to make sure that one doesn't monopolize the other and that it's a very balanced and fair sort of season. We always know where the Laugh Festival is going to happen in February. We know where Winter School programming is, that we try to have affordable, community accessible programming. And then the rest of it, we just kind of try to layer in, seeing what's going on, when tourists are in town, when it's a big local focus. We partner with the Belly Up a lot, and we know what's going on in their calendar. We share calendars so that we're not putting two country music singers up against each other or anything like that. So it's really finding the balance and then just seeing what's out there. And it's really important to me that we are finding things that are new to the Aspen stage. So whether it's, you know, Nikki Lane, who's coming, who's this amazing songwriter for rock and country music, you know, she's never been to Aspen before. And it was one of those things that we said, this is going to be a free program for our locals. Let's put that on the stage. Down at Capitol Steps, who is this amazing sort of comedy parody group that's never been here before, you know, and you kind of look back in time and you try to say, okay, this is something that really fits, or this is something that needs to come back, like ABBA Mania. Audiences have been chasing me to bring that one back, but we always don't want to have the same thing. So it's a little bit of a balance, making sure that, you know, my goal is usually between 60 and 70% of what you're seeing is brand new to the stage, and then the rest of it are repeats for certain reasons. So our On the Rise series is a perfect example. You know, we introduce the local audience to up-and-coming singers who they don't know, and then they fall in love with them. And then I wait 2-3 years to bring them back. And people sort of say, well, I fell in love with that artist last year. Bring them back sooner. So we're trying to kind of react to the audiences that way to get them the artist that they want back sooner, but so that we don't have a season that basically is a repeat from year to year to year. So it's a big balance. Balance is a big word for us with the programming, for sure.
You talked a little bit about the diversity in the lineup, and there's like something for everybody. There's music, there's performances. You have new partnerships, you have new ways of presenting content, like the opera comedy series. Does the Wheeler feel the need to kind of be all things to all people because you're public?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's that pressure of, you know, we have these public funds and we want to be really good stewards of what we're doing with that money. But we also don't want to be competing with others that are also presenting in town. So we kind of try to find that balance. And that's why I think we do a little bit less popular music throughout the season, is because the Belly Up is doing such a phenomenal job with that, we feel we don't really need to fill a gap there. The community's already being served. So that's when we're really partnering with them, like a show like Leftover Salmon. It's an intimate show that they really wanted to do at the Wheeler. And so we do it together with the Belly Up there, so there's no competing. But then everything else we do, we try to do a little something for everyone. You know, you've got a vast array of tourists who come into town, and every day is a little bit of a different thing there. And then we have so many locals up and down the Roaring Fork Valley that have a need for different programming that you would really find in a performing arts center. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
Aspen Laugh Fest in February. It's got the tagline, "The power of laughter" this year. That seems to speak to something a little bit bigger than just like come and listen to some jokes.
Yeah, for me, comedy is, it's healing. You know, it brings people together. It allows you sometimes to laugh at things that you otherwise wouldn't laugh at, you know, but sometimes you need to. It's like a release. So that is, it's for me, comedy's a lot more than that. I think that's why we're trying to spread it around town. We're doing the new series at the Limelight. We're doing opera shows at Silver City, and then the big headliners at the Wheeler of all different kinds of things. We're looking at supporting more of the up-and-coming comics. You know, we are bringing back Alex Edelman, who has been here for the last 4 years, and he came out opening for Kevin Nealon 1 year and just really resonated with Aspen audiences. And he's been growing as a comic. He was got all these major awards at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival this year. He's got his own show now. So we're able to bring that in and support it. So it's a little bit more than just slapping some headliners up on the stage and hoping to sell tickets. It's sort of that community of laughter that brings us all together.
So on Thursday, the crowd, there was like a wave of murmurs and cheers for a lot of the acts, but for Leftover Salmon, for comedian Mark Maron, who's coming in March. What did you hear about after your announcement that people are particularly excited about this year.
People are really excited for Wynonna and the Big Noise.
Big cheer.
Big cheers. I was very excited. It's funny because, you know, for those that aren't there for the presentation, I'm up on stage and it's just me and the screen and I can't see people, but I can hear people. So it's, you know, when we rehearse it, we never know who's going to respond to what. And man, when we were at the end of the presentation and I was tired and then I announced Wynonna and there were just cheers everywhere. It sort of like made me very, very happy. So Wynonna is a big hit. There's a family show called Catapult that was also a big hit. It's these amazing dancers behind the screen making images and shapes, and they do it in stories.
It's like full body shadow puppetry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make like huge things. I saw one program where they make like the Berlin Wall, and then they make, you know, people climbing up over it and it crumbling down. So it's not just your basics. This is a shape and this is what it is. It's a lot more theatrical within it. So that got a lot of applause there. People are really excited for Melissa Villaseñor from SNL coming in December. The Ten Tenors got a lot of good feedback, and we announced our New Year's Eve concert, which we've been holding on trying to find an act. So we're going to bring Vaude and the Villains. And Vaude and the Villains, it's 20 people on stage. They cram them in. They were here on our inaugural On the Rise series in October of 2016, and they have wanted to come back ever since. So they're going to come back. It's going to be a big party and just some amazing music on stage as well. That's really important for us for New Year's Eve, that we're just not, you know, doing anything that we can put up on stage, that it's a community gathering of people coming in to celebrate and ring in the new year and also have an amazing show on stage.
Anything that you particularly like, what's the one show that you're like, I'm going to be in the audience that night? I'm so excited.
Ooh, that one will probably be Nikki Lane. I can't wait to hear her voice in the space, and her songwriting and her lyrics are just so captivating that I just think there's going to be shivers going around as people are in there. And I'm also just such a big theater fan. So Friends, the musical parody, I will definitely be there for. Have to say that that's on my list.
That's great. Thanks so much, Jenna. I appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time.